Chair, given those issues, your inquiry will need to make some assessment of the adequacy of current church safeguarding policies and procedures. This is a complex issue, but in considering this, I invite you to read and consider a detailed analysis of the Church of England safeguarding policy recently conducted and published by the campaign group Mandate Now, who, as you know, campaign for mandatory reporting. We will file a copy of the document with the inquiry. It is a very detailed analysis, and because of time constraints, I can't do it justice here. But in summary, Mandate Now described the Church of England's safeguarding policy documentation, and I quote, as a thicket of inconsistent discretionary guidance, that's guidance in inverted commas, which carries with it the risk of confusion, mistake and non-compliance. They go on to say that the challenge presented to anyone tasked with delivering safeguarding in the Church of England is the sheer volume of its guidance. Clear and readily comprehensible procedures, insofar as they exist at all, are hidden like needles in a haystack. The guidance does little to establish who is actually responsible for doing what and when. Most importantly, they say, there is simply no clear directional requirement that allegations must be reported to the statutory authorities. The guidance repeatedly uses the word should about reporting externally, where they say the word it needs to use is must. So Mandate Now conclude, and I quote, there is no clear overarching commitment to refer any child protection issues which arise to independent authorities outside the church. I invite you to read the mandate report now and consider carefully its very detailed conclusions. It seems to us to bear out the statement made, we understand today, by the Bishop of Buckingham, who says that Church of England safeguarding is not fit for purpose.